If your problems won't go away, and you're worried night and day, hand it over,
hand it over.
Give it up and pray. If you're sick, feeling low, got no money, got nowhere to go, hand it over,
hand it over.
Give it up and pray. Hand it over, give it up,
give it over,
hand it over, give it up and pray. Ain't no mountain you can climb, ain't no answer you can find. All you need is a hand to hold, it'll heal your heart. Give it up and pray.
Just give it up and pray.
Hand it over. Hand it over. Yes, come on. Ain't no mountain you can climb, ain't no answer you can find. All you need is a hand to hold, it'll heal your body and feed your soul. If the road is dark, you can't find your way, with the spirit life away, hand it over, give it up and pray.
And pray.
My name is Sue Warner. I'm honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. First of all, welcome to those of you here with us and everybody viewing the service online. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Time. You can watch anytime on demand at our website or on YouTube. Once again this year, our Women of Unity will host a free Circulation Day event on Labor Day, Monday, September 4th. They will begin collecting donations beginning this week, Tuesday, August 13th. You can deliver items that you're ready to release to Unity Minneapolis. You can get more information about drop-off times and the kind of items we'll be accepting in the Garden Court or on our website. Then on Labor Day, come back to shop for that new thing you want in your life. The best thing, it's all free. Some other events coming up include, you can do more to halt climate change than you think. A workshop hosted by EarthCare members Pat Samples and Linda Levering-Snyder on Wednesday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. And our next At 5 on Friday is set for August 25th. Featuring Judy Vinar and Lori Dockin. They're taking requests, sing along live in person on the Unity Minneapolis patio or join by live stream on Facebook. And after Sunday service on August 27th, you can join us as we walk the Millennium Garden Labyrinth in Plymouth. Sign up to ride the Unity bus. And our backpack and school supply collection ends today. We'll bless our gifts and deliver them to Prism tomorrow. Thank you for providing local children with the tools they'll need for a successful start in the school year. And after this service, you can join us for a blessing. You'll find more of these details and more in your bulletin on the church website, Facebook page, or our weekly e-newsletters. You can also email or call the church office. And now, please join Reverend Pat in our opening prayer.
Thank you, Sue. I'm going to invite you to join us in our opening prayer today. And we're going to begin with the words of Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity movement. So join me in prayer. Mr. Fillmore states, I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life and love and wisdom. I acknowledge thy presence and thy power, O blessed Spirit. And from thy pure substance of love, bring into manifestation my world according to thy perfect law. And so we just take that in for a moment. And as we do, we remember those that have requested our prayers, knowing too that they also are in the presence of pure being. One with that presence, one with all that is. We especially pray with those that have challenges in their life today. Loss of loved ones, loss of material things because of fires, loss of relationships, jobs, health. We hold all of this in our heart today, and yet we know without a doubt that whatever they are experiencing in their life right now, whatever we are experiencing in our life right now, that God within is greater than that experience. And for that, we are grateful. So as we gather here today, we open our hearts and minds to the divine essence, the divine presence within us all. We give thanks for the wisdom and harmony that is in our life. We give thanks for the strength that we have to foster peace in our life through our thoughts and our words and our actions. May this inner peace within us radiate outward, touching the lives of those that we encounter. And we give thanks that we are guided on this journey, this human journey, this spiritual journey, and that there is serenity in our hearts. So those that know this, please join me in our serenity prayer. God, grants me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And together, we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day, okay? Invite you to stand for our opening song.
Like a river in my soul, I've got peace like
like a mountain. I've got love like a mountain in my soul. I've got love like a mountain. I've got love like a mountain. I've got love like a mountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Miss Commodore, it's a pleasure to have you back in our midst
it's
today.
Always
and you
a
can
pleasure
tell that
to be
you're here today.
Thank you, so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome. We're so grateful you're with us today, and we certainly welcome those that are live streaming with us today as well. We're grateful for your being with us. You're an important part of this community, and if you're live streaming with us today, we invite you to open that chat. Open that chat and let people know where you're from, where you're live streaming from. Communicate with each other. You're an important part of this community. Unity is that open and welcoming, inclusive community, and therefore one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to include those that are with us for the first time. So my dear friends, if you are with us today as a guest, please allow us to honor your presence here today. Or if you just haven't been here in a long time and you feel like a guest, just open your hearts to. And if you just want to be a guest, that's okay as well. So we want you, if you would, to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Any guest out here, we've got courage out here. We've got courage out here. It's so good to see you. Yes, keep that hand up, please, until we get to you. That packet of information tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a welcoming card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we know you, we can easily recognize you and give you that very special welcome. If you're streaming with us today and you are first time with us, please fill out that contact card. Someone from our community will reach out to you as well. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that I say on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, and we behold that living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these marvelous guests, okay? Now let's affirm together our mission statement found in your order of service. Our mission statement. Together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. Let's do that one more time. Together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. Our speaker today is someone that's one of us. You know her. She's truly a blessing to our community. And those of you may not know that we have two licensed Unity teachers in our congregation. That is huge, to have two licensed Unity teachers. They're both here today, Carla Rayburn and Karen Ani. And so let's appreciate our licensed Unity teachers today. It's not ministerial school they go through, but they go through a tremendous training, many hours of study. In some cases, it has taken 3 years plus to get their credentials. And you go through a rigorous program, And it is Unity Worldwide Ministries that credentials our licensed Unity teachers. Carla Rayburn, our speaker today, is a prayer chaplain. She's a marvelous facilitator. She's just love walking. She teaches. And she's also known a little bit for her adult spirit camps. And if you've never done an adult spirit camp with Carla Rayburn, you want to do that. Let's appreciate Carla one more time, okay? Karen Ani, our other licensed Unity teacher, will share the daily word with us today.
Thank you. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. And after the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is excitement. I am an active participant in this exciting life. Each new day, the sun rises on a world full of wonders. From the magnificence of the natural world to the many fascinating things there are to learn and the many displays of creativity that surround me, I also find so much to capture my interest and kindle my excitement. When I shrink from life, when my interest in exploration wanes, I can lose my zeal and my passion. My involvement is the key. And to regain my excitement, I become an active participant in life. I break out of comfortable habits and routines. I try new things and I meet new people. If this is intimidating, I remind myself God is everywhere and in everyone. As I explore, I am opening myself to more and more of the divine. As my interest grows, a bigger world awaits me. The scripture tells us in Psalms 156, let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word for today is excitement.
In the silence, a sacred place, a secret meeting place, love is there. In the silence, where every color blends and every rainbow ends, good is there. The light now you find that you know, peace of mind. In the silence, your path is paved in gold, and all your dreams unfold. Love is there. Peace is there.
Please join me in a time of peaceful reflection. Close your eyes and take a few deep, calming breaths. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Take a moment to scan your body and release any physical tension. Allow your muscles to relax and settle into a comfortable position. Shift your focus to your breath. Observe the the natural rhythm of your breath as you inhale and exhale. Allow your breath to be slow, deep, and effortless. In Philippians, we are told, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your desires be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in the Christ. Now imagine a place that represents peace for you. It could be a serene beach, a tranquil forest, or simply a feeling of calmness as you relax on a beautiful summer day. Visualize this peace as a bright, soothing light entering your body with each and every breath. As you exhale, visualize releasing any stress, tension, or negativity from your body and mind. Imagine these feelings leaving your body as dark clouds dissolving in the air. With each inhale, let the peaceful light within you grow brighter and more expansive. Feel it filling your entire body from head to toe. As a sense of peace within you intensifies, envision it expanding beyond your body. Imagine it consuming your surroundings, your loved ones, your community, and eventually the whole world. Silently affirm, I am peace. I am peace. Let these words resonate within you as you continue to breathe. Recognize the interconnectedness of all beings in this desire for peace and well-being. Feel a sense of unity with others. Stay in this state of peace and unity for a few minutes, allowing the feelings of tranquility, connection, and positivity to wash over you. Peace, be still. Peace, be. Peace, peace, peace. I invite you to gently return to this time and place, taking a few deep breaths, and bring your awareness back to the present moment. As you move on with this day, I invite you to carry this sense of peace that you've just established. Whenever you feel anything but peace, take a moment to recall these peaceful feelings and affirm, peace be still. I am peace. So it is.
When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well. It is well.
It is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but in whole. And it is well.
It is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. When faith shall be sad, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trumpet will sound, and the Lord shall
well
with
Thank you so much. All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance. Pretty courageous after Ginger Commodore says. Or stupid. You know, this is what I thought peace looked like in my teens. I sang about peace, I made posters for peace, I wore jewelry for peace, still do, and I marched for peace. But it wasn't until I found unity that I realized I could pray peace by becoming peace. And thank you, Reverend Kevin, for that. That meditation was exactly what I needed, so thank you. This whole year, we've been looking at living our dreams. This month, we're exploring praying our dreams. Last week, Reverend Pat talked about praying rain rather than praying for rain. He said, the moment you pray for something to occur, you're praying for something that's not there. I would bet many of you have prayed for peace of mind, peace in your family, peace in your neighborhoods, your nation, our world. I'd like to share with you my journey from working for peace to praying for peace to becoming peace. I was always looking for peace outside myself. And I realized in this journey I could find the peace within myself and that I could truly sing, now there is peace on earth and it has begun with me. In my 20s, I continued to attend rallies, but all that yelling didn't feel like it got me anywhere. And I want to make it clear, for other people that worked, it just wasn't my path. It ended up making me feel, or I ended up feeling hopeless. And I understand Mother Therese when she was asked why she never participated in anti-war demonstrations in the 60s. She simply smiled and said, I will never go to an anti-war demonstration, but as soon as you have a pro-peace rally, I'll be there. I had a growing sense that I had to look within myself and something would have to change to find the peace I longed for. Like many of us, I sampled many spiritual communities. I realized I got pretty good at meditating at the Zen Center and that I was pretty bad at staying quiet throughout a Quaker service. I became a consociate with the Sisters of St. Joseph, the nuns that started St. Kate's. And their mission statement, their charism, is always moving toward profound love of God and the dear neighbor without distinction. And that brought tears to my eyes. They worked tirelessly for peace and justice, and sometimes doing jail time for living out their values. Their commitment to nonviolence even included the words they use. The Big Bang became the Great Awakening, and bullet points were called dots. This helped me look to see the violence in my own language and be more. Just examine how I spoke. I went to New Orleans and worked on homes with them, and at 53, I was the youngest. There were nuns that were in their 70s with safety glasses, cutting hardy board siding, and I was so inspired by that trip. And I did workshops and classes on how to heal the world. And we all joined together and prayed for peace. But, well, hanging out with these nuns, so many of them were relaxed and happy and just a delight to be with. But I didn't know how they got that way. And I felt like I'll have what they're having. And maybe because they were married to Christ, they had that peaceful demeanor. But for me, that train had left the station. It wasn't happening. So during my spiritual meandering, I came across something called health realization, a psychological and spiritual explanation of how we experience, how our experience of life is created. In a nutshell, it's an understanding that our innate health and well-being are always present within us, regardless of our circumstances and external factors. This really resonated with me. Rather than going into detail about what it is, I'd like to share with you what I learned from it and how it brought me closer to the peace of mind I long for. You are already perfect, whole, and mentally healthy exactly as you are, and you are always capable of convincing yourself otherwise. And we experience life 100% through our thinking about it, not what's actually happening. You know, I'm sorry, I need water. I'm just gonna grab my bottle of water really quick, excuse me. Okay, thank you. So we experience life 100% through our thinking about it, not what's actually happening. Looking out on this congregation is not what's making me anxious. It's my thinking about it. And a thought moves through our mind, we put our attention on it, and our consciousness brings it to life, much like putting on virtual reality glasses. Our consciousness also helps us be aware that we are the thinker of our thoughts. Physicist David Bohm said, thought creates our world and says, I didn't do it. And there is nothing you need to do, be, have, get, change, practice, or learn in order to be happy, loving, whole, and peaceful. And we have a voice in our head that feels like it's always talking. It showed up when we were young to protect us, but when we believe that we are that voice, it can make us our world very small. When we learn how this operates, it has less power over us. This narrator that's always talking is always about me, 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 me. It worries, it compares, it tries to solve problems that it has created, and it never thinks we're good enough. It dramatizes, it exaggerates the situation. It gets our attention because it's all about us and it speaks so loudly. And it has to speak so loudly because this isn't our true nature. It has to convince us of that. Our true nature is pure being, invisible yet essential. It's full of creative potential. It is formless. It reveals our inner world of beautiful feelings such as peace, joy, happiness, compassion, and gratitude. Our true nature is also divine wisdom that is always guiding us and giving us just what we need just in the right moment. We are experiencing a case of mistaken identity. We believe we're that chatty voice, but what we truly are is expansive, pure consciousness. And we were born into that before, and then other things were added and learned. A helpful way to envision this is the clear blue sky and the weather moving through. You are the vast, never-changing sky, and your thinking is how we experience life, and that's the weather. The weather is energy that's always changing, always moving, and can be quite stormy. Yet it has absolutely no effect on the sky. And the sky has no preference on what weather shows up. To the sky, all is safe and all is welcome. Learning this helped slow my mind down a bit. I noticed more moments of quiet, sensing deeper feelings within. I was getting closer to the peace I'd been searching for. And what showed up as my mind settled when I stopped shaking that snow globe? When I put the snow globe down, the snow settled, and something truly beautiful appeared. It had been covered up by my thinking, but it was what I had been searching for. I had been searching for peace of mind with a small m, but what I found was peace of mind with a large m, that mind that is God, is divinity, is source. That was there beneath all my busy thinking. Whatever we want to call that life force that is constant and never changing. And here's where unity comes in. Every week we are here and we are told our second principle. You are made of God stuff. That's my interpretation. Hearing this over and over helped me identify more and more with the formless part of who I am and who you are. We get to hear, you are the attributes of the divine that are within you, and you are whole and complete just as you are. This is very much like what I heard in Health Realization, but unity really helped me ground in this truth. When I became a prayer chaplain, we are taught to see the divinity in everyone that comes up to pray with us. We hold the high watch and remember who you are till you can remember for yourself. This helped my grounding go deeper into God. I realize that I am divine peace, and that never changes, no matter what's going on in the outside world or in my crazy mind. This is the same for all of you. This is a peace that passes all understanding, a place within us that shows up before thought. We don't think our way into this place, we sense our way into this place. It's not of the intellect, it's that silence we sang about in the song. And when you touch this place I'm pointing to, you fill with a general feeling of well-being. It can feel like contentment or relaxation, or it can feel like a deep stillness or quiet, or love, joy, peace may wash over you. This space is always there when our personal thinking drops away. What is important is that you know it is there. And we get to hear that at Unity every week. Charles Fillmore in The Revealing Word defines peace as harmony, tranquility, derived from the awareness of the Christ consciousness. We pray peace when we are grounded in the truth of who we are. We are Christ consciousness. Now, I love this understanding, but I want to share with you that for me, this is not a constant state, obviously. At this stage of my life, it's more about a forgetting and remembering and a forgetting and remembering. I had a good opportunity to watch this play out last week. I'm telling you this so you can see how it works, but more importantly, that you can see even when life feels chaotic, you can come back to this peace quicker. About a week ago on Tuesday, I had set the day aside to write this, and I noticed that my freezer was not working. My freezer was working, but my refrigerator wasn't. I Googled it, I went on YouTube, and I heard my mother say, "You always thought you can do anything." And I thought, I have a cosmetology license, I can fix a refrigerator. So I pulled it out, took off the back, cleaned out pet hair. I have two dogs and a cat, so that seemed like a viable thing. And I took the freezer apart, cleaned the vents with my blow dryer, and I went to bed with high hopes. And I woke up to a warm can of cat food, and I realized I had lost the refrigerator repair game. I had to buy a new refrigerator before I went to work at noon. And my head went into a tailspin. Should I cancel my clients? Should I go to Home Depot? My head was spinning like a blender stuck on frappe. But I also had a deep quiet that was watching me do this. And it was a place inside that knew everything was going to be okay. My narrator was panicking as I was going through the motions of grabbing a measuring tape and measuring my space. I called my brother Bob, who told me what to measure. I had no idea about depth. That was a surprise. And then called my dear friend Karen and life coach, who said, I would just buy it. Okay, fine. All right. So just hearing their voices calm me down and quieted down my thinking as I was taking the next step of going to the Costco website, finding a refrigerator, and hitting the buy button, even though my stomach was churning. I felt like such a grown-up. Oh my gosh. You guys, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. Okay, give me 1 minute. Okay. I love it. I didn't do this just to make a point, I promise. All right. I felt like I was wobbling like those blow-up Bozo dolls. Remember, many of us grew up. They were weighted, and they were Bozo, and we'd punch them, and they'd go like this, right? Well, my wobble was going like this, but it did come back to center quicker. And I realized in the past, the wobble had been very, very wide and had gone front for a long time and had done some damage in the process. And I got a chance to wobble later that day when I was rebooking a client. I took a mint from the jar on the front desk, bit down, and cracked a crown. And it's a crown that holds a broken tooth together. And the narrator started up again. You never take a mint. Why did you take a mint? Oh my God, you just bought a fridge. Now you need a crown. Right? And yet, I still felt, and felt is the operative word, like Reverend Pat said last week, feeling is much more important than thinking. I felt a deep peace even when I heard that my dentist was on vacation until August 19th. But again, there was a wobble, and I came back to center. And I thought, this is going to be one heck of a story for my talk. So, on Saturday, the fridge was delivered, and the wobble started again. It didn't look anything like what I expected. I realized, this is what narrators do. It had a couple bits of information. It looked at an inch high refrigerator on my cell phone and envisioned this grand refrigerator. And when they delivered it, I was like, oh my God, that's what I bought? Nothing what I expected, right? And then I also have a guideline that I don't buy anything unless I super duper love it. And that helps me cut down on things I don't need. And I thought, I don't super duper love this fridge. But I realized I was torturing myself with a rule I had made up. And that rule is great for the Powderhorn Art Fair, but not so much when you are in dire need of a refrigerator. So once again, I called my brother, and he gave me some options on we can get another fridge. And I called Karen, even though she was on a road trip, and she said, just sit with it, you just got it. I thought, okay. But what that did for me was help me see I had other options. I just saw what was just right in front of me, and I wasn't thinking any further, so that calmed my mind down again. And I want to make it clear, in calming our minds down, we don't need to phone a friend. when we have a little space in our mind, we'll notice, when we notice our thinking, we'll get a little nudge about how we can settle our mind. And sometimes it's petting a dog, sometimes it's phoning a friend, and sometimes it's simply looking out a window or calling Silent Unity or just sitting quiet. You just want to take your attention off your thinking. And it when you do that, the perfect thing for you shows up. And once again, I saw how I wobbled, but I came back to center. And returning to peace happened quickly because I didn't care if I wobbled. I understood, much like those clouds moving through the blue sky, my thoughts were going to change as long as I didn't add more story to it. And I knew that wobble had come only from my thinking about the refrigerator and the cracked crown, not from what was actually happening. That was also reassuring. And even though there were lots of opportunities for growth last week, I'm grateful that I have an understanding of how minds work and that the realization of peace that is always beyond my personal thinking. I wanted you to see that praying peace is not a constant, but a home base that we can return to again and again. Rather than putting effort into remaining peaceful, I've met so many people that think on the spiritual path that they think they will remain, if they find it, that's just where they're going to stay. And that's just not how this works. If anything, put our effort, not even effort, into developing that muscle of coming home. And coming home to that peace that you, of who you are. And this practice brings kindness and compassion to our humanity and to the humanity of others. Simply remember where your true home is. That quiet place inside where you drop into and problems drop away too. We touch that space and it's quiet, it's still. And if a problem shows up, I guarantee you it will look different. And as I tell you about this stuff, I really invite you to give peace a chance. Don't take my word for this. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing again. But get curious how your small M mind works. Be aware of that narrator. And again, do this with kindness. Often, it's always talking. The less attention we put on it, the quieter it gets. But just be curious about that, and then be confident in that large M mind, that peace of mind who is the truth of who you are. You are divine peace. That never changes. Knowing that, grounding in that, resting in that, and playing with that is what praying peace is all about. And I do mean playing. This exploration can be very enjoyable. And even touching the space a little, you will see that it's there. It will begin to feel more and more like home. But wait, there's more. In this shift in identity, home base of peace, you will find all the attributes of the divine. Love, joy, wisdom, abundance, and so much more. This is who you are. By knowing it, claiming it, and living from this place, you will be the change in the world our world so desperately needs. If this doesn't make you hit that buy button, I don't know what will. Namaste. Cheers.
is a place that I know, where I can find shelter from hunger, cold, and the sweet taste and good so easily found way over yonder. That's where I'm bound. I know when I get there, the first thing I'll see is the sun shining golden, shining right down on me. The trouble's gonna lose me. Worry leave me behind, and I'll stand up proudly in the two-piece of mine. Talk about way over yonder is a place I have seen. It's a garden of wisdom from some long ago dream. To the land where the honey runs, in rivers each day, and the sweet taste of good life is so easily found. Way over yonder, that's where I'm bound. Way over yonder, oh, that's where.
Ginger, always a privilege and a pleasure. Carla, thank you. I am proud of you. Are you feeling a little bit blessed? Good. Now is a time in our service where you are invited to participate in that law of giving and receiving. So we ask that you offer a gift, a tithe, whatever. Many ways to do that. There's a QR code in your order of service. If you're streaming with us, you can use our secure website. Envelopes in the aisles, whatever works for you, check in the mail. So all works just fine. I'm going to ask you to do our offertory blessing with me. We'll do it together. It's an order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And one more time, silently. So it is.
So we take a moment and we bless these gifts. Our hearts are full of gratitude today. Gratitude for each other, gratitude for this community, gratitude for the teachings. And we send these gifts forth to truly transform the world. And we are grateful. And together we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space, and they're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with you, to your prayer request, to hold that in your heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they've heard in the strictest of confidence. So if you have a prayer request today, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Carla, there are many licensed Unity teachers that enter the ordination path. And then at times we ordain by exception, but that's another story. Oh my goodness, there's a couple of things I want to share with you. First of all, following today's service, those of you that are interested, following the postlude today, gather around over here and we are going to bless these book bags. These are going to Noble Elementary School, it's my understanding. So we want to bless them before we send them. So come and be a part of that, okay? Also, as you know, a few months ago, we began coming to one service. And I said, you know, we would constantly reevaluate that and just share with you what the results have been. First of all, I got to tell you that the results has been outstanding. Everybody that I've spoken to absolutely loves the one service. They love the energy of the one service. They love coming together in one service. And, of course, it's important for us also to look and see at our capacity, what we can do. And so in the last few, since we've been in one service, our average attendance, I believe, has been about 149, about 149 in the sanctuary here. Now, obviously, we're not even at an 80% capacity. And once we reach an 80% of capacity, consistently, I'm not talking about Easter and Christmas, consistently, once we reach that 80% capacity, then it's really important that we do go and consider going back to two services. I'll just let you know at this point, going into September, we will remain at one service. We will remain at one service. That will be a 10 o'clock service. Also, the board and I will be continually monitoring this and letting you know what we will do. But I think overall it's been a great experience for our staff, our musicians. It's been a great experience for hopefully you and our volunteers as well. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning, because sometimes people will go, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, we're going to stay at one service. That's what we're going to do for a while, okay? So, yeah, so let's do that. The energy is so much better in one service than two, in my opinion. You know, I believe we have children out there, do we not? Let's stand. Let's bring our children in.
Thank you, everyone, for that warm welcome, as always. We had a great time in youth and family ministry today, and one of our unit teens, Lorna, is going to say something about what we did.
Today in unit teens, we learned about balance and how we balance our lives and how sometimes in lives we can tip over, but we can still find a balance and with Bruce.
Thank you. It was a great time. And you know, if you're looking up here going, oh, this seems like a really fun way to spend my Sunday morning, come talk to me, because we would love to have you join our team. We got plenty of room.
Thank you. And I want to, it sounds like what we were taught down here this morning about balance, wobbling, coming back to center. So I really want to thank these adult volunteers as well. Oh, my God. So let us know our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we and speak to at least three people you don't know. I promise you it might change your life. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
are people who have left the problems of today. Lead them to conclude that for them life is not the way. But every problem has an answer, and if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him. He'll give you peace of mind. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Many of us feel we walk alone without a friend, never communicating with the one who's deep within, forgetting all about the one who never ever lets you down. And you can talk to him anytime, he's always around. If you think your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God.
My favorite lyrics.
Well, he's the only free psychiatrist that's known throughout the world for solving the problems of all men, women, little boys and girls. When you think your life's too hard, just go have a talk. Of today, lead them to conclude that for them life is not the way. But every problem has an answer, and if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him. He'll give you peace of mind. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God.
What about when my load's too much, too much, too much to bear? Come on.
When your load's too much to bear, take it.